Josh Jackson, name the starting quarterback for the West Virginia game. That game starts in just a, or it kicks off on September 3rd, which is Sunday before Labor Day. And we'll start right there. Now that you guys are rolling in here, we're a minute in. Josh Jackson, the quarterback. What does it mean for the West Virginia game? What does it mean for Virginia Tech's season? Right now, Virginia Tech, 4.5-point favorites in that opener against West Virginia. That seems extraordinarily high for me. West Virginia is a team that has the better quarterback in this game in Will Grier. They have better, more experienced talent on the outside. Virginia Tech has Cam Phillips and you can say Trayvon McMillan, but it sounds like that running back position is going to be by committee for Virginia Tech. West Virginia, to me, has a better offense. Defensively, there's no question Virginia Tech has the advantage, but to me, in a season opener, I'm probably going to lean towards the team that has a more experienced offense. So Josh Jackson, the pressure is going to be on him from the very beginning to try and put points on the board and outscore West Virginia. Is Josh Jackson the quarterback of the future for Virginia Tech? I think he is. I've said since the end of the spring, I know everybody was very excited about Hendon Hooker and the dynamic playmaking ability that he showed in that spring game against the second team defense. But the fact of the matter is Josh Jackson's been here for 2 years. Justin Fuente trusts him. And the thing that Fuente values more than anything, we saw this last season early in the year, is taking care of the football, ball security. Virginia Tech lost, I believe, 8 fumbles in the first 2 games of the season. It's what cost them the Tennessee game. Jerod Evans did not do a very good job of taking care of the ball, protecting it early in the year. So now Josh Jackson is a guy who I think Justin Fuente probably trusts a little bit more than guys like Hendon Hooker. And A.J. Bush, to me, just never seemed to have the total playmaking ability of either Hooker or Jackson, for that matter. So I think that Josh Jackson's going to be the quarterback of the future. And if you're wondering what this means going forward for Virginia Tech, I tweeted this earlier, I think 2019 is the year for Virginia Tech now. I think if you're looking at what year does Justin Fuente have a national championship contending team, and I don't mean they're going to be a top 5, top 6, top 7 team, but a team capable of making that kind of run, it's 2019. 3 years from now, you're going to have Josh Jackson as a junior, his third year in the system, or if for whatever reason things don't work out, it could be Hendon Hooker, or even Quincy Patterson, who comes onto campus next year as an Elite 11 quarterback. So you're going to have a veteran at the quarterback position. You're going to have young guys like Jalen Holston now is going to be a veteran in that backfield. You're going to have experience all around him. Caleb Farley, Dalton Keene, Phil Patterson, Hezekiah Grimsley, all those young receivers now who are big question marks in 2017, those guys are going to be experienced. So the offense, it's very scary to think about what Justin Fuente is going to be able to do, which in really 2019 will be his first year with his guys having experience in that offense. He did great things last year with a group that he didn't even recruit, with Isaiah Ford, Bucky Hodges, and obviously Jerod Evans at quarterback, all guys that Justin Fuente had no experience with and was able to put together only the most prolific offense, arguably, in school history. So give him 2 more years, let him develop Josh Jackson, something he has proven that he can do in his last 2 stops. He did it with Paxton Lynch. Look, Paxton Lynch was a 2-star recruit who came to Memphis and 2 years later was a first-round NFL draft pick. I don't know if Josh Jackson's going to be a first-round draft pick, but I don't think there's any question that whoever the quarterback is for the next several years, and it looks like Jackson's going to be that guy, that Justin Fuente is going to be able to develop him into a top-flight ACC quarterback. We'll see how he fares nationally. So I think that really this is the sign now. This is the beginning of a new era at Virginia Tech. 3 years from now, you're going to see a Virginia, or 2 years from now, really, 2019, Virginia Tech is going to be the number one team in the Coastal Division. I truly believe that. I think they have the best coaching staff, and now they're going to have stability at quarterback. The defensive side of the ball in a couple years, you're going to lose the Edmonds this year. You're going to lose Faison. You're maybe going to lose Adonis Alexander. You're certainly going to lose them after next season. So 2 years from now, you're going to have guys like Tim Settle as senior defensive tackle, Devon Hunter at safety. Some of those younger guys that they've been recruiting are going to be veterans, and the defense will be back to a high level. Next year, depending on who leaves early, you're probably going to lose those Edmonds brothers, at least one of them. Next year will be a good defense. 2 years from now will be a great defense again. So Josh Jackson, to me, you know, someone commenting has a hard time throwing the long ball, which worries me. This isn't going to be a long ball team. And I talked to Justin Fuente earlier this summer about that specifically, because last year Isaiah Ford and Bucky Hodges were two guys who were vertical threats. They were guys who stretched the field 20, 30, 40 yards down the field. Isaiah Ford was a guy, and I said this to Fuente, and he laughed, and he agreed with me. He knew that I was right. If they had a one-on-one matchup with Ford or Hodges, but especially Ford, they were going to him downfield. I mean, flat out, one-on-one, they were putting the ball up. They were giving him a chance to make a play. Cam Phillips hasn't proven yet that he can be that guy. They're trying to develop him to be that guy. But we don't know if he's going to be that same vertical threat that Ford was. Cam Phillips is a slot receiver. So is CJ Carroll. They were really hoping that Caleb Farley was going to maybe be that vertical threat this year. He's out for the year, so now they don't have that. This offense is going to look very different than it did a year ago. Last year, by the end of the season, it was stretch the field, use Jerod Evans in the run game, and then stretch the field vertically with guys like Hodges and Ford and let Cam Phillips work the middle. They're going to try and see if Phillips can be that vertical guy. I'm not sure if he can. So you're going to see a lot of quick passing game, I think, from this team. It's going to be a different offense than you saw a year ago. They're going to get the ball out of Josh Jackson's hands more quickly, and they're going to utilize a bunch of different guys in the running game, like Holston, like Trevon McMillan, Peoples, Deshaun McLeese. It's just going to be a very different look this season. It reminds me of a combination of Ryan Williams and David Wilson. Okay, let's pump the brakes on those guys a little bit. But this offense is not going to be what it was a year ago. I'd be very surprised if they score 35 points a game. Last year's team, second highest scoring offense in school history. You're not going to see that same type of production this season. I think a goal for this team, to be quite honest, would be 30 points a game. Let the defense keep teams under 30. See what you can get out of Josh Jackson. Minimize the mistakes. Eliminate the turnovers. Turnovers is what killed them early in the year, especially in that Tennessee game, a game I believe they could have won had they not fumbled the ball away four times. So now, early in the year, this West Virginia game is going to be a huge key. Four and a half, if you missed it earlier, Virginia Tech, 4.5-point favorites in that game. I don't think this is going to change the line at all, but to me, I think this game should be at best a pick'em if you're a Virginia Tech fan. To be honest with you, I would actually give West Virginia a slight edge in this game. Looking down Virginia Tech's schedule, the Jackson news doesn't change, I think, their outlook. I always thought that Jackson was going to be the guy, but I think that this team has, right now, I think I counted up only one guaranteed loss, and that's Clemson. And then you have, I think, 7 guaranteed wins and then 5 swing games. So, you know, one person asking here, what do I think Tech's record will be? I think 9-3. I think this is a 9-3 football team. I think they're going to, you know, the Clemson game is a game that, if you're playing the safe bet, I think it's a loss. I think Virginia Tech has a chance to win that game. I think there are a lot of reasons why Virginia Tech is going to give Clemson a very good run. We've seen Clemson struggle away from home, even under Deshaun Watson. I'm curious to see how they do under the new quarterback, but let's just say that's a loss. Then you've got Miami. Duke's going to be a challenge. North Carolina, I think, is an automatic win, but the Miami-Duke games, those are two games that could be losses as well. West Virginia is a toss-up game. I think I'm forgetting one other game in there that I think could be a toss-up, but I think this is a 9-3, 10-2 team. I picked them to win the Coastal Division, and Miami was the media pick to win the ACC. Miami needs to figure out who their quarterback's going to be, and I have a podcast coming out tomorrow with Bruce Feldman from Sports Illustrated, and we talk at length about Miami in that podcast. And I ask him, why are we giving Miami any more credit this year than we've given them in the past? Because their quarterback position is a huge question mark, and in my opinion, not to get too far down the Miami train here, but Miami has only been conference championship level or national championship level good when they have had so much overwhelming NFL talent that it doesn't matter what they do Monday through Friday, because there's so many distractions in Miami. There's so much going on outside of practice that I just don't know that Miami is loaded enough to win the Coastal Division. I trust Justin Fuente more than I trust Mark Richt and that group down there at Miami. I think Josh Jackson is going to be more than capable at quarterback. Like I said, this is a team that's going to average 28 to 30 points a game. That's what you're going to get. It's going to be an exciting team. I think it'll get much, much better as the year goes. That's what happens when you have a young offense like this. So that's my opinion of Virginia Tech. I think this is a 9-3, 10-2 team. I think they win the Coastal. I think the Coastal's a mess this year, but I think they win the Coastal. They lose to Clemson in the ACC championship game or Florida State. I'm going with Clemson, but that's a toss-up to me. And I think Virginia Tech is right now probably the fourth best team in the ACC, right there on par with Louisville, hovering around the 18 to 20 range nationally. So that's it. Josh Jackson, named the starting quarterback at Virginia Tech. Those are my initial thoughts. I think that Virginia Tech has its quarterback of the future. First starting quarterback at Virginia Tech to be a freshman since Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor won the ACC his freshman year. I don't think we're going to see that from the Hokies this season, but I do think that Jackson was always going to be the guy. He's the guy that the Hokies coaching staff trusted the most, and that's why he was named the starter today. He gets 3 full weeks of practice before the West Virginia game to try and get him prepared for what I think is going to be a very weak defense. West Virginia's defense is bad. They are 125th in the country in returning to starters and experience. So that, especially on the defensive side, they're losing a lot of guys from a defense that already was okay, but those Big 12 defenses have a lot of holes. You're going to see a high scoring game. I wonder if Jackson can do enough on the offense, not just Jackson, but the rest of that offense can do enough to keep up with a high powered West Virginia offense led by Will Grier, who before he was suspended at Florida, for my money, was playing like a borderline Heisman candidate at Florida. He only had 5 or 6 games before it all went down or went south at Florida, but he was outstanding. I mean, he annihilated a vaunted Ole Miss defense. I believe that game was in Oxford. It may have been in Gainesville, but regardless, in prime time, dominated Ole Miss when he was at Florida, and then 2 weeks later, he was done for the year. So Will Grier at West Virginia, head and shoulders ahead of Josh Jackson at this point, especially in a Dana Holgorsen offense. I think West Virginia is a slight favorite in that game, if you ask me. I would take West Virginia plus the 4.5 points if you're betting on that game right now. We'll see what happens. We'll see if that line adjusts at all. I can't imagine it would really change. I think everybody was pretty much banking on Jackson, and I don't think there was much of a difference as far as Vegas is concerned between any of those guys. As far as Hendon Hooker is concerned, really quickly, gun to my head, I don't think Hendon Hooker ends his career at Virginia Tech. I don't, because it's either going to be him or Quincy Patterson. One of those two is going to leave, I think, before it's all said and done. They're too talented. Quincy Patterson is a rising senior in high school. He just went to the Elite 11, showed out extremely well. And between those two guys, only one of them is going to be the backup. One of those two guys is going to go. And you see that in a lot of schools. It's the nature of the business. You saw Dwayne Lawson just leave a couple years ago from Virginia Tech. But USC has lost several guys to transfer. Ohio State, Texas, Florida State. I mean, all these guys. You recruit these great quarterbacks. You hope that you can land on one. It's such a crapshoot to try and identify who that guy is. And if you think, you know, yeah, we may love Hooker, and Hooker's got brings a lot to the table. I'll say this. If Hooker finishes his career at Virginia Tech and Quincy Patterson, if all three of those guys spend their entire careers at Virginia Tech, I don't know if Hendon Hooker is going to finish as a quarterback. He was recruited as an athlete. They wanted to bring him in as a QB, give him a shot to win the job. But you look around at the question marks they have at receiver, we'll see what happens with some of these younger guys this year. And then, you know, they get Farley in next year and some of the other recruits. But maybe you see Farley move over to the defensive side at a safety position. I don't know. I mean, that's what we're looking at. I say Farley. Hooker. We could see Hooker move over to another position. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying I don't think that you're going to see Patterson, Jackson, and Hooker, all three, spend their entire careers at quarterback at Virginia Tech. So thank you for watching. I have a College Football Country podcast coming out tomorrow with Bruce Feldman, Sports Illustrated. So be sure to find that on iTunes. Just look up College Football Country. We're one of the top college football podcasts already on Apple. You can also download on Stitcher if you don't have an iPod. And be sure to tune into that conversation with Bruce Feldman tomorrow. We talk about Miami. We talk about Josh Rosen for quite a long time and several other big topics in college football. I'm going to keep doing these. We're going to talk Virginia Tech all season long. I've got some great, exciting news for Virginia Tech fans specifically coming up really soon. So stay tuned for that, because I think if you're a Virginia Tech fan, I know you guys follow me and you guys want to hear my thoughts. So we're going to have more content specifically for you while we also continue to grow college football. Thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you guys soon. Thanks.